Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
Well, just terrible, man. Really terrible what's gone on with the University of Miami. I'm just like, it's like sick to my stomach, man, to see what's gone on and how they have just completely lost it. It's a shame. It really is, because it's, you know, for a while, the Dolphins, and now Flo has to rebuild this. But Miami doesn't resemble anything that Shula built. And basically, the back end of Wanstead, and then all the other coaches after Wanstead, they dismantled everything that Shula built. I mean, Jimmy, by the way, Jimmy started dismantling. He didn't want a lot of the stuff from the past and all. He was an asshole about all that stuff too. And so, you know what? Starting with Jimmy, because he never lived up to Shula's standards anyways, from Jimmy on till now, they completely destroyed this franchise. And they never resembled the winning franchise they were, the elite franchise they were. The Dolphins under Shula were royalty in the NFL. They became a joke. And now Flo has to rebuild this. That's why we fight these narratives all the time. That's why people don't believe that the Dolphins have turned the corner and they think it's the same old Dolphins. Well, guess what's happened? Everything that Schnellenberger and Jimmy, I will give him credit, obviously, right? All that stuff they built. I'll even, you know, Dennis Erickson did a great job overall. I'll give Butch credit with the recruiting he did in the 90s to kind of reestablish the program. But since the early 2000s, from the back end of the Coker run, very Wanstead-like, and then everybody else after that, including Manny Diaz, they have gone to destroy everything that the University of Miami stands for. Everything that that program was respected for is gone. Everything that people feared about the University of Miami, it's gone. They're not the same team. They're not looked at as the same team. They're not feared at all. And I know there's some butthurt Canes out there that can't handle the truth, but that's the truth. And it takes a while to build it back. And now the Dolphins are in the middle of that with Brian Flores. To get back to that respectability and get back to being a perennial playoff team and be respected around the league. Like, okay, you know, like what you do with Baltimore, what you do with Pittsburgh, what you do with certain teams around the NFL, Seattle, New Orleans, you name it. The ones that have been in the playoffs for many years now and they've got great coaches and those kind of things. You have a level of respect for those kind of teams and their programs. Miami has to get back to that. And they will, I think. I think Flores can get them back to that point. Manny Diaz, there's no shot he's going to get you back to that point. He's destroyed it all. And unless the administration wants to actually spend the money it takes, you're done. You really are.